Melissa Jordan, 10/21/62. Today's 11/9. Miss Jordan is a very smart 61-year-old woman who unfortunately has had a developed infection of her toes after she cut her toenails too close to the nail bed. Period. In the paragraph, she's a diabetic. She hasn't been taking care of her diabetes, but had a come-to-Jesus talk with her primary care physician, and now she's doing much better with a blood sugar in the 120 range or so, period. In the paragraph, she sells tractor parts, has her own business, she's very smart, and is promising to do better with her diabetes, period. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she had last period was 10 years ago, she'd be married 45 years, 2 children, 6 grandkids, sells tractor parts, last hemoglobin A1C was elevated, but today's blood sugar is 120 because of the new medication she's been started on, she's been non-compliant but doing much better. A review of systems, she's had echocardiograms, she's had carotid ultrasound, she's had Doppler study of the lower extremities, she has varicose veins, and she's also has had a heart valve transplant a mitral valve that she doesn't, it's a pig valve and she doesn't have to take any, she doesn't have to take any Coumadin for it at this time, period. But no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meditative seizure, convulsion, allergy, some kind of dye, and then tetracycline, medical problems, diabetic neuropathy, and other issues that discuss surgery, heart valve surgery, mitral, coronary artery disease, breast cancer, status post lumpectomy, history of bladder infection, status post, no radiation or chemotherapy was given. Medication, low dose Ozempic, just started on it, Lasix 40 milligram morning, 20 milligram in the evening, insulin R as needed, aspirin 81 milligram. Jardiance, 10 milligram, hydrocodone for pain, Lyrica, 150 milligram, 3 times a day. COVID immunization, none. Family history, no colon cancer, positive diabetes, positive high blood pressure, maintenance exam, colonoscopy is up to date, mammogram up to date, eye exam is 2 years old. Surgery, she's had C-section as well, put that in there, and then lumpectomy, of course, and then also on the medication, put down Trujeo, T-R-U-J-E-O, 60 milligram, in parenthesis, long-acting insulin once a day. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, she weighs 155 pounds, 98%. 97.8, 16, 79, 122 over 61, heart pulse and positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed off exercise when flung. There's redness about the bilateral toes after she cut the toenail too close. There's positive pulses present, which is very important, and there's positive capillary refill. Number one, cellulitis, great toes bilaterally. Number two, rosefinic gram. Now, next one is Augmentin 875 BID. Next one is Diflucan 200 milligram because Augmentin gives a yeast infection. Next number, come back in 2 days. That's a must. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is breast cancer. Next one is diabetes out of control in the past. Next one is doing much better with new medication. Next one is blood sugar was 120 today. Next one is has a primary care physician who checks her diabetes. Next number has a cardiologist. Who she's been under his care because she had a valve transplant. Next number she's had, she also has had vein specialists regarding the veins in her legs and the varicose veins she's had. Next number, patient's leg was redressed, wound care discussed, Augmentin 875 BID as I mentioned, and then recheck again in 2 days is a must. Thank you.